Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Myland. Well, welcome back to my channel. Forgive me for my radio silence. Here we are. Is it a week in to Trump's trade war against the world, against his own country in some sense? It seems really daft. Now, I'm just like Donald Trump because I don't know anything about economics. And I thought, were I in his position, what would I do? Well, I mean, not start this trade war, first of all. But in economic policy, I would seek expert advice and be guided by them and have to let them break it down for me and largely delegate that, have to trust them to get on with it. The tricky thing as a leader is receiving contradictory advice. This world authority says to do this, and the other one says to do the opposite. But you go with the consensus. Now, I know that there's the fallibility of experts, but usually they're right. That would seem to be the safe thing to do. You seldom go wrong with caution. Now, goodness, what does that remind me of? Yeah, I mean, people I know have been in the business world and the corporate world said, you know, uncertainty is very bad for us. We need predictability. If we do this, then that will happen. This policy will remain in place for many years to come. We know what the tax rate's going to be. We know who the president's going to be. We know that our country is going to remain part of whatever economic bloc, things like that. We can make decisions on that basis. We can forecast things. We don't want black swans. Black swans are usually bad. Now, there are always a few winners as well as a few losers, but there's some American companies competing against companies in China. Now, Chinese imports to the United States are going to be way more expensive. So the idea is that American consumers will start purchasing the American alternative. So there will be a few people who gain, but most people will lose. The people who work for that company producing whatever American alternative it is, but they will still be purchasing other items which would they otherwise would have bought from overseas and now become way more expensive. Okay, I should say abroad, because of course the USA's got two land borders, Canada, Mexico. I remember George W. Bush was pad for saying more of our exports come from overseas. Ah, what a moron. Just in case some people didn't realize that Canada is not over the sea from the United States. Nor indeed is Mexico. So it's a global game of chicken, so it seems. What is he doing? Now, he may turn around. He's performed vault fasts before. You know, January 2019, the government shut down the children in cages. This is vital for national security until all of a sudden it wasn't. Loads of things. You know, he was a Republican, then a Democrat, then a Republican. He was a donor to the Clintons. Then the Clintons were the root of all evil. He hosted the Bilderberg Group in one of his hotels in the United Kingdom back in about 1999. The Bilderberg Group are supposedly the globalists. Now, the nutcase conspiracy theorists say, oh, they're secretly running the world, a bit like Illuminati. Now, the Bilderberg Group start going in the 1950s, is various leading Western politicians and bankers. It first met someone in the Netherlands called Bilderberg. I think that's why it is. But it's not exactly secretive, but it doesn't seek publicity. They don't invite the media, and they would like to have these conversations off the record, and they don't want to be filmed or photographed going in and out. It's a bit like Davos, but on the quiet. And so if that is really pandemonium for Trump's base, Trump's part of it. You know, a bit like if Hillary Clinton's most evil woman of all time, well, Trump funded her. He's also guilty. So he could yet turn around. He's got a weather vane mind. And Elon Musk, his work wife, has publicly come out against it. The Republican Party's at panic stations because they're not that thick, even though many of them are advocating for this in public. They know that it's disastrous. And by hurting other economies, you also hurt yourself. Because, okay, it's you know, more expensive for Americans to buy foreign imports now, but then they're going to buy American items, which are sometimes more expensive. They have less money to buy. Sometimes they'll buy things, but buy fewer of them. Suppose you bought 10 T-shirts a year. Now T-shirts become more expensive. So, okay, they'll buy the American manufactured one. Does the USA even make T-shirts? I don't know if I've picked a poor example. You used to buy 10 a year. Now you only buy 6 a year because you can't afford so many. So that's hitting people's livelihood and things like that. And obviously, these other countries have riposted in kind, raising tariffs on manufacturers, other goods from the United States, I think services too. So the USA is going to sell fewer items abroad. Okay, it's played havoc with the stock market. He wiped over $2 trillion off the stock market in one day. $2 trillion. I mean, it's a staggering act of self-harm. Does he want to harm the United States? Is he that malevolent? We'll just do anything to make a splash. We'll go down in history. Trump evil bastard, absolute moron. But he's not forgettable. I think we talked about in a century when Biden will have long since been lost to remembrance, and maybe Trump's immediate successor as well. So, wow, it's a sort of an economic Armageddon and so on. So the United States is hitting back. They are retaliating, and he says, "Well, if you don't, your retaliation of 34% tariffs, then I'll put 50% tariffs on you." But anyway, Israel is one of the only countries to not be slapped with this. There was talk of putting a 17% tariff on Israeli exports to the United States. Lesotho, a tiny country in Africa, only 1 million people, has got the highest elevation of any country in Africa, as in it's very mountainous, and it's the only country in Africa entirely surrounded by the Republic of South Africa. And he's put very high tariffs on them. Why such swinging tariffs? And they export almost nothing to the United States. They're a small country, not economically developed at all, and it's going to hit them very hard indeed. It's totally unjust. And there's been some sort of experiment, and these seemingly arbitrary tariff rates, it looks as though they were just put through ChatGPT. And they really put in the wrong data. They didn't understand about how much are imported and exported, and goodness, or Lesotho buys almost nothing from the United States. Yeah, because they only got 1 million people. Moreover, they have a very low per capita income on average. So, surprise, surprise, they can very rarely afford to buy items in the United States. It's not they're refusing to do so or economic nationalism. American goods are too expensive. And America doesn't really produce cheap stuff. I mean, I gave the examples of T-shirts, things like T-shirts or socks or pillowcases or pencils, things that are very simple to make. The United States, advanced Western economies like Germany, France, Sweden, they hardly make any of that stuff. That stuff is manufactured in countries where it's cheaper to produce things like China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Ethiopia, where you can employ people very cheaply, where the labor laws are lax, they can work longer hours, health and safety laws are slack, enforcement is not good either. So rather unfair on the workers, but it means a lot more cheap stuff for people to buy. So much of this is fueled by consumerism, buying far more than we need to. So Benjamin Netanyahu, he visited Trump since these tariffs kicked in. But anyway, Wall Street is not happy about it at all. Now, the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, she said that the European Union would be happy to negotiate with the United States with a view to reducing tariffs on industrial goods, getting it as close to zero as possible. It's really not good. Global trade. Trump, he might yet turn around. He's capable of doing so really anytime. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's very worrying indeed. Goodness. So yeah, people's pensions have lost a lot of value. This is affecting Americans as well. How long will it go on? I don't think it's going to go on that long, fortunately. I mean, I may delude myself because there'll be so much pushback from the Republican Party, and Trump never, 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 never. Okay then, until he does. So yeah, he's completely unreliable. He's got no constancy, no durability. He's a wimp and a maniac and a moron. And there's seldom been clearer proof of this than what he's doing at the moment. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.